Morocco, week 6, Friday. And now, episode 30 of Moon Over Morocco.
Into a closed mouth, no fly can enter.
Jack has been attacked by the mythological giant frogs. With long tongues like whips, they drove him deeper and deeper into the marshes. But Jack remembered what the little Flossik said, and he touched the golden eye against his forehead, and the illusion dissolved. He is safe for a while. Meanwhile, the Contessas talked Kelly's ear off, telling him a lot of esoteric stuff about the pyramids and how there was once, upon the tip of the Great Pyramid, a golden eye.
The Great Pyramid demonstrates law behind the energy of life. The seed crystal placed upon the apex distills the solar spark, the element of fire by which terrestrial life essence is fertilized. For the Great Pyramid creates a fusion of two elements, celestial and terrestrial.
As I returned from the Contessa di Zazinia's villa, her words were still rattling around in my skull.
The pyramid is based upon the square of the planet Mercury. Al-Biruni, the medieval Islamic philosopher, divided the parts of a planet according to the following astrological system. The stem belongs to the sun, the leaves to the moon, the flower to Venus, and the seed to Mercury.
Phew. Why, that stuff's liable to turn my brains into tapioca pudding. Closer. But where? What? Where is this? A city. Arches, one after another. Endless. Ooh, the moonlight's so bright. Of this arch. The sky trembles and the earth is afraid, and the two eyes are not brothers. What is it? Where is that from? Oh, gee, what the hell was that all about? The sky trembles and the earth is afraid, and the two eyes are not brothers.
Send for the Grand Vizier.
Send for the Grand Vizier.
a cushion, Wazir.
Thank you, O great and glorious, merciful and wise, powerful and compassionate.
Sit down.
Sit down, yes. Figs.
Tell me, Wazir, have you any word of the pretender?
The pretender? The son of El Kabah?
Yes.
No word of yet, my lord. Allah be praised. Such figs.
Is this waiting an omen or a test of some manner?
Of some manner. My king, methinks this waiting for a word be no omen of things to come, but a mere test.
How so, Wazir?
How so? Such figs, my lord.
How so, Wazir?
How so? Ah, there is a tale. There is a tale of the beloved Mullah Nasruddin. With my lord's permission.
Tell the tale, Wazir.
One more tiny fig to alert the tongue. One day, as the Mullah Nasruddin walked along the road, he was thinking to himself. According to the general opinion of the uninitiated, dervishes are mad. According to the sages, however, they are the true masters of the world. I would like to test one myself to make sure. Then he saw a tall figure, robed like a dervish, coming towards him. Friend, said the mullah, I want to perform an experiment to test your powers of psychic penetration and also to test my sanity. Proceed, said the dervish. Nasruddin made a sudden sweeping motion with his arm, then clenched his fist. What have I in my hand?
A horse, saddle, and rider, replied the dervish.
Oh, that's no real test, said Nasruddin. You saw me pick them up.
Very good. Very good. But I don't get it.
Apparently, Mojo's in there. The bar's been closed for 2 days, but Mojo's in there playing anyway. He's playing in the dark. No. Wait, there's a faint light. A candle, I guess. And something else. Flickering against the wall. I can't quite... I should get these windows cleaned. That's a nice peekhole. Good God, he's projecting onto the wall again. It's Jack. He's dressed like a sultan. Something on his forehead. Well, and there's some fat guy. And a woman approaching. Mojo appears to be playing the piano to their movements.
The sand forms. Ah.
What do you read, my queen?
He has used the eye of El Kabah to escape our trap. My lord, it was his use of the golden eye.
I know,
that...
I know. Wazir, we will prepare the next trap.
Hearing and obedience, my lord.
For Sikh, there are all these enormous frogs.
God, there's Jack again.
This tall.
In the desert.
And
some little Berber girl with pigtails. What?
Why did you call for help?
She's sitting on a camel.
How did you escape?
Smoking a cigar.
I'm not sure. The eye. Yes, yes. I remembered what you said about faith, even if in a stone, and I touched the eye.
And what happened?
Everything turned into a golden sort of glow. Then it was morning, and the sun was rising.
Oh, that's neat.
we will use another force. The ocean that surrounds him. The sand itself.
What way, my lord?
Put the queen's hand to guide the flow of the winds. My lord may paint patterns most intriguing for this son of El Kabar.
His brain is his true strength. So, let the sand magnify his thoughts.
Until he is swallowed up by his own thinking.
The grains of sand will slowly trickle down, filling every crack and crevice in El Kabar's brain.
Holy cow, there's two Jacks. The sky trembles and the earth is afraid, and the two eyes are not brothers. He's fighting himself.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time Monday when you'll hear...
You're covering your tracks, Mojo.
It's not hard to follow. Listen, Jack got into an invisible world, but now there appears to be two Jacks.
That's what I was saying. These two separate people.
No.
Two Jacks, right?
No, appears to be two Jacks. But is Jack in two places at the same time?
Really?
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.